We finished last time with if you express by fancy words, it is all stained. When we speak about the mirror, words can't catch it. And we easily go into a mode of elation rather than letting things just be. And expressing modestly and true the night encloses brightness, and at dawn no light shines. This truth holds for beings all. Through this we free ourselves from suffering. Yes, there can be darkness. But let's not explain darkness. Yes, there is darkness as karmic consequence. That is one kind of darkness. There is also darkness when we totally let go. When the ego vanishes. For example, Reverend Master Jiyu spoke about her journey, her experience with being in utter darkness right before insight came. And at dawn, when it's getting lighter, the brightness of the true mirror fades away. It's no longer visible. The precious mirror itself really doesn't get brighter or darker through our mind activity. It is mind activity that darkens and gives a feeling of darkness. Our true nature cannot be darkened or stained. and we don't train in order to see the brightness, we train to see the shadows and let them go, to see the shadows. Helps to let go of the shadows. The precious mirror is not something that we make appear. The precious mirror is here. It is beyond our control. But what we do with our minds shows in it. This truth holds for beings all. Through this, we free ourselves from suffering. This truth of true nature, being present, fully available in samsara, the life of suffering, and in the life of enlightenment. And it always calls, and it always is with us, whether we know it or whether we think we know it or not. There is a slight difference in wording, the Venerable Sheng Yan says, it serves, yeah, it means mirror, the mirror serves as the law which governs all things. That's another way of saying the truth, this truth holds for beings all. And through this, we free ourselves from suffering. I found the word compass fitting here. It acts, the mirror acts as a compass for all beings, researching which direction, where is the truth? The truth is there, and we try to go there. So when we use it, this mirror, as a compass, we will liberate ourselves from suffering. We look, but not with a focus, because it is not something you can see. And although it can be experienced, although not a doing, it is not without expression. Although not made by artifice, this truth can find expression. And in our scripture says, in the words of those two who teach true Zen, so we can perceive that truth, not just by listening or hearing the words, that point, listening to the vibration, listening with our deeper being. Expressing itself without words. And that is not a doing. It is as if one looks into a jewel mirror, seeing both shadow and substance. You are not him, he is all of you. Another version, form and reflection gaze on each other. You are not it, but it is just you. Just as when you look into a reflecting jewel, form and mirror image behold each other you are not it. It is truly this that you are. Maybe we can bring to mind the story of the author of this song of the precious mirror, who was walking along a lakeside and suddenly saw his reflection in the water. And he wondered, who is the true me? Is that this body here, this living body? Or is it the one he sees in the water? Without this person experiencing that, no reflection. So when we don't have a body, when we don't have a mind with its activities and its emotions and mind states, there is no form to be reflected. And without a mirror, without the water, we cannot see ourselves. And as a whole, it's the function of the mirror to show us the shadows. And when we keep sitting still and holding the shadows on our hands in a light way, letting them be dissolved, that is the activity of the mirror also. But even if there is no water, there may be still a reflection. It is present. But without the water, without that mirror, it cannot be seen. So Tungshan Dosan saw his true nature. Sometimes called his Dharma body. And he saw that this physical body is not itself the Dharma body, but isn't separate. That is the image that was presented in the beginning of the moon with the egret and the bowl with the snow. The bowl, the mirror, the moon. These images for true nature. Not separate from the egret, from our mind activity, from the person we are. And the two bodies are not the same. But not different either. This is what we experience in meditation. There are thoughts, feelings coming up within the openness of your being. Those feelings and thoughts they are visible. Thank you. Thanks to this openness. We don't need to actively consider, do I see this mirror? Do I have that experience? You may, but with the reasoning, investigating mind, you don't necessarily know. While you somehow know the mirror to be there. This is your intuitive knowing. And that helps when shadows seem to be dark and ugly. So we need to settle in our faith. Meditation is an expression of faith, and it is growing.